So the Rebbe says that Mashiach is actually the essence of the Jewish soul. Now the essence of the Jew is that part of the Jew. And here's another distinction between Yechida and essence. On the level of Yechida, we say that a Jew neither desires nor can be torn from God. And, or in the expression that's used in the Hashanah, Yechida liyachadoch, that on the level of Yechida, the Jew is totally devoted to and exclusively to God and godliness, to the point of Mesiras Nefesh, to the point of the willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice, sacrificing anyone's own existence, because it's a level of total connectedness, total commitment, total single-minded focus on one thing and one thing only, exclusively God. However, this still bespeaks the existence of the soul as something separate from God. Okay? By definition, if you are single-mindedly devoted to being connected to God, that means you are not God. You are something separate from God, but you have a single-minded devotion in being exclusively devoted to and connected to God. The essence of the Jewish soul, on the other hand, the essence of the Jewish soul, to put it simply, the essence of the Jewish soul is God. When we say Yisrael Mekodesh Brichu Chadu, the level on which we talk when we say that the Jew and God are all one, the Jew and God are all one, so what we're really saying is that the essence of the Jewish soul, the actual essence, is God. So on the level of Yechida, the Jew is totally and absolutely exclusively devoted to God, but on the level of the essence of the Jewish soul, the Jew is one with God. The essence of the Jewish soul is a part, if we could actually use the word part, is a part of the essence of God.